It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam Sears. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine today. My guest is going to be somewhat my co-host at certain times when I'm out with certain issues, medically and whatnot, the good captain, Lou Gamelin. We're going to meet our sponsors, them bring the good captain. We're from downstate Freeland area, somewhere down there anyway. It's a big area, I guess. What about open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, local stores and establishments, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Look sharp, you're around with your professional stylist, Brian and Marcella, Brian's Barbershop, Razorback Drive, just off Sharon Avenue in Houghton. Appointments highly recommended, walk-ins welcome, 482-8820. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, F. Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. They keep your vehicle running smooth year-round. Also not featuring great rebates until the end of this month. Too many to mention here. Go over and check them out. All kinds of rebates going on now to the end of the month at Portage Tire and Auto Repair in Hancock. Obviously, right on the bend there. We now know where they're located at. Also, David Drewcree, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, is the official realtor Peeking Inside the Grapevine. They represent buyers and sellers. They can be reached all over the Copper Country and beyond. Give David and staff a call, 281-1846. For all your embroidery, silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, see Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Barraga, 353-6741. Get everything done in a timely manner. Days BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station in the area. Towing available around the clock and the calendar as well. Days BP Super Service, 482-3410. You do not have to get out of the car. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets. 482-3400. They make house calls and they're open Saturday until noon. The Q&O over at doors here, Clopay Garage Door Distributor, Copper Country, Sharon Avenue in Houghton, 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs from foundations to the driveways. Sewer and Water Services, licensed septic installer, 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, located at 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family. Dr. Tyler Saracen, 482-8601. Always accepting new patients. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all from the pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. One-time house calls, monthly or yearly. They'll cure whatever's bugging you. Houghton Building Supply, M26 Brickyard Lane and home behind Cune Automotives, their true value franchise of the Copper Country. They've been providing quality building materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country, from the foundation to the rooftop. If you're heading to Green Bay by the end of the month, make sure you stay at the Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Daily walk-in water passes are available along with water park summer hours. And you can get 25% off your room now through the end of the month. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, blocks away from the tundra. Copper Country Twilight League playoffs continue tonight. Best 2 out of 3. Northern Driveline will take on Coldwell Banker at Craig Hanenan. And that series, I believe, Northern Driveline has a one game and up lead in their best of 7. Garner Grounds will take on Houghton Building Supply Staton. And that game will be at the Houghton Ballpark. Garner Garage, one game, then I'm leading their best 2 out of 3 series. Time to bring the good captain in, Captain Lou. Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Well, Jimmy, if I was any better, I'd beat Jameer Gibbs knowing that I don't have to play tonight. All I got to do is count my money for my brand-new fat contract. How are you?
Not bad, Lou. Not bad, obviously. I'm limping at a pretty good pace now, if that makes any sense. But just keep plugging forward, Lou. And I guess that's my next question. What are your thoughts on, these astronomical contracts, number one, and number two, the fans who keep complaining about how high the contracts are? Hate to give you the bad news. We're the one paying them when these prices to go to games are astronomical. But, God, Lou, the money flying around is unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, it is. And, you know, it's here's the thing, Jimmy. You know, I'm sure you heard about what happened with the Yankees. They got that $2.6 billion infusion of cash. So All that tells me is it's not going to stop. And like you said, you know, you and I are paying the freight. We're still going, well, the fans are. I'm not. You know, paying the freight to, you know, for all these ticket prices. I mean, it's never going to stop until the bottom falls out. But you've got these people that are infusing money like that. It's going to continue.
And I've said for a handful of years, well, obviously years ago I go to games. I've probably seen more games by accident than people have seen on purpose like you. I won't go to one for the life of me right now. Number one, I have no interest. Number two, you don't know how these games are going to go, and I can't stand sports talking heads who say it's going to be a great game before they even start. And number three, if I wanted to go, if I could go, I couldn't afford to go probably at those kind of prices. But, again, it's sad how the blue-collar community can't go, and now these teams are having these glorified practices where they sell out the building, and they're charging people. You can get in at relative places, but you're still paying $35 to get a glass of water. It's just the money grab has become unbelievable. But like you mentioned, it's not going to change.
I don't see it changing. You know, I hearken back to, you know, you're listening to the talk now about the lockout in baseball. I mean, it's billionaires fighting with millionaires. And then I just saw a few minutes ago, or yesterday rather, that, you know, the Lakers are being sold for $12 billion. I mean, the money's out there. And, you know, when you see that, you know, it just tells you that it's never going to end. And I hear $12 billion to buy a franchise. And, you know, in 10 years, Jimmy, you know, that'll be chump change. It's just, it's the way of the world right now. And you're always going to get someone willing to pay the price.
And you can even go as far as college sports, Lou. I remember not that long ago, college hockey in areas, you can get in for a general admission, $8, $12, maybe $13.
Yeah.
I think even a general admission again to some of these Division I rinks is $25, $30 just to walk in the front door. I mean, in baseball, the ticket prices in baseball over the last 4 or 5 years have escalated almost triple. I go to Milwaukee quite often. I get some perks there, obviously. But I look at the difference in ticket price from 3 years ago. The ticket price in the seat that I get is triple what it was 3 years ago. Triple.
Yeah, it is, and it's almost doubled from 2 years ago. I look at the seats that, you know, I've gotten at Comerica to watch the Tigers. You know, we like to sit in the upper deck behind home plate because the sun goes behind the stadium at about the third inning on a day game. So, I mean, you're not scorched with the sun. And, oh, my goodness, Jim, it's doubled. And then, like you mentioned, you know, the concessions and the parking. I mean, I shudder at the fact that all these young families want to go to a Lions game, a family of four, what they got. You got to take a week's pay and then some to take your family to one game. It's insane.
And going back to football, no, obviously the training camps run away. We'll get to the between the white lines. All the hype with all the high school teams. We're going to be great this year. I seen a UP team at a midnight practice. They're yelling out, we're going to bleep and beat everybody. I get the enthusiasm. But where do you come as far as coaches? Okay, guys, settle down. It's the first practice of the year. I get the excitement. But that again, it's kind of, again, I'm the old guy in the rocking chair. I'll be the first I met at Lou, okay? I'll be the first I met it. But where do they get to the point where they're realizing not everyone buys this ridiculous hype?
Well, you know, everybody's got a shot at winning the state championship in August, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's such a slippery slope because you want them to get fired up and you want to get the enthusiasm. And then I look on the other end of the spectrum where you got some of these bigger schools like yesterday or Tuesday or was earlier in the week, I read down here, Gull Lake, they canceled their season already. They can't get the numbers. And, you know, with the other sports that are available, you know, with and that's a big school, Jim. It's not not the size of Lake Linden or, you know, a smaller school like Barraga. I mean, this is a good-sized school that plays in one of the bigger Grand Rapids conferences. They can't get enough kids to play ball, and it just So I don't know. I mean, I get the hype to a certain point. You don't want to let down, you know, but I don't know. All I know is it's a fun time of year. You know, everybody's excited. You know, it's one of my favorite times of year because it's the start of a new athletic season. And,
right.
you know, you see the fans in the stands. I can't wait for that in a few weeks. You know, so it's around the corner. I'm excited for it.
The best part about it, what I love, is you walk into these high school football places, the first thing you smell is that fresh homemade popcorn, the fresh grass, and the concession stand. And not to mention the excitement.
Yeah.
And again, it's such a short season. That 9 weeks goes by pretty darn fast.
Oh, you know, it sure does. You know, I was talking to a couple of coaches, and you're absolutely right. You know, you get together with – I mean, I know it's different now. These kids, you know, they have times during the year where they can practice and they lift weights. But when you get the practices and the pads, I mean – you know, it's August 12th or August 13th or August 14th, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's October 12th, October 13th, October 14th. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, it's week 8 already. Where does it go? And as you mentioned, as we get older, it goes faster, you know. But it's an exciting time. The enthusiasm's there, and I love to see it. So, you know, bring it on here in a couple weeks, first game of the year. You know, it's that time.
And pro football, though, obviously going to the camps are on their way. Hall of Fame game in the books. Ridiculous, meaningful preseason games start up this week. But Minnesota Vikings, okay? Mm. I mean, me and you might have said this a couple years ago. Me and Sean talked about it in earnest, another guest. Okay, you had Cousin, you let him go. You had Arnold with the Super Bowl. I got Michigan fans upset at me. I said, J.J. McCarthy is the most overrated Division I quarterback in the last 10 years. Minnesota takes a run at him. They let Darnold walk, who had a career year, and he turns around and wins a Super Bowl. Now they bring in Murray. Now everybody knew you brought Kyler Murray, and he needs to be the starter. The drama is ridiculous. That was named a couple days ago. J.J. McCarthy, to me, and I love the kid, don't get me wrong, that Michigan team move was so powerful. 11 number one draft picks. There's one game in his senior year against Penn State, he did not even have to throw the ball in the second half. I love Kevin O'Connell as a coach. I think he's in the same category with Shanahan and others. I don't know who's making the decisions there at the quarterback room, but and I would be shocked, Moo, if J.J. McCarthy is moved. Because now you still got Carson Wentz, who could be the number two quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you even see J.J. McCarthy on the Vikings opening day roster, Lou?
Boy, I don't know. That's a great question. You know, and getting back to your point on him at Michigan, I think his biggest attribute, and I heard this the other day on the radio, is that he was his third down conversion percentages were is what got him a first round draft choice at Minnesota. Because Michigan would go, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, they dared you, and he was able to bail them out. But that doesn't make a good pro quarterback. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I think that would keep him at Minnesota is he's on a rookie deal. He's not making a lot of money.
That's right.
As athletic and as talented as Kyler Murray is, Jim, he's fragile. He's so small.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I know he was in a garbage program in Arizona. They didn't know how to utilize him well enough. But he was injury prone. And so that's the only thing I worry about. And that's the only reason I think they may keep McCarthy around. But I don't think he's a starter. I think he's a career backup. And he'll make a good living at it for probably the next 5 to 10 years for somebody else besides Minnesota.
And obviously a lot of speculation now going to Chargers to reunite with Harbaugh. But devil's advocate, a lot of people seem to think Wentz might get the number two job, then you really force somebody's hand.
Oh, I know it. No, and that's altogether possible, you know. And I'm just glad that the Lions signed Dobbs as a backup because then the temptation
that's
to
right.
get McCarthy is gone, you know. I mean, I mean, I'm not saying Dobbs is going to be the second coming of Jim Plunkett resurrecting his career, but I mean, I think he's a better option as a backup only because it's a little more stable in the locker room because He knows he's a backup. McCarthy, he's got that mindset, right or wrong, that he might go to another organization thinking he's got a shot to be an everyday starter, and I don't think he's got that.
Wow, and you look at the situation there as well. With the Lions, Lou, that's my next question. Was that a big surprise in your eyes, and you're more closer to that situation than I am, obviously. Was that a surprise when Bridgewater decided to pull his second retirement again? Was that something that was totally unexpected, or was there any mumbling that was in the works from what you heard?
Well, I know that he was having issues with his knee, and I just, I don't think it's a total shock, to be honest with you. It was almost like they had to talk him into signing him in the off season, and
right.
I just don't think mentally he was 100% into it. And you know, it's like we were talking the other day. I would rather see him do this now, and they were able
right.
to get a solid. You know, I think Dobbs is a decent backup. He's got some NFL experience. He's not a rookie. You know, So I think that if there was a silver lining on it, I think I'm glad he did it now. And, you know, I know he's a good locker room guy. You know, he was good with Jameson Williams trying to get him to get his head on straight. So they will miss that a little bit, but I think it was smart. I don't think he had much left in the tank. I mean, he's banged up and, you know, now he can go back. And from what I understand, he was a very good high school football coach in Florida. Maybe that's
right.
what he wants to do from now on, and God bless him. I hope he does well. He served his purpose in Detroit.
Right, and you look at the Lions, Lou. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. What's your thoughts on losing Montgomery, number one? You got Gibbs in the backfield. It'd be a whole different scenario without Montgomery. Pacheco is already hurt. He's injury-riddled when they got him from Kansas City. He was hurt a couple days ago. How much do you think they're going to miss Montgomery once things get rolling? And obviously, Lions still are a very good football team, very good offensive line. But, boy, that's going to be interesting to see how that works. Because let's face it, Montgomery was a good blocking back as well. As we all know, Goff, once you get him out of the pocket, you're kind of in trouble.
Right. No, I agree. I think they're going to miss him a little bit. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's just, you know, in the NFL, Jim, you know, you got to have a solid backup quarterback. And you really got to have two go-to running backs, and that's where I'm a little worried with Pacheco. I think that he's, you hit the nail on the head. He's injury prone. When he's healthy, he's halfway decent, but he's not in Jahmyr Gibbs' league. And you know they're going to rely on Gibbs a lot more. And that's, you know, God bless him. He stays healthy. It's going to be great. But boy, oh boy, you know, it'd be nice to have. I'm a little worried about that position at running back. So, I mean, let's just keep, if you're a Lions fan, keep your fingers crossed. And same thing like you mentioned with Goff. You know, I heard it the other day on Colin Cowherd's show, and I think he's right. Goff, I think, is the last of the traditional drop-back pocket quarterbacks. The rest of them, now that they're successful, have got a little bit of wheels and are able to run a little bit. And Goff, you know, he's a little bit faster than you and I. So, out of the pocket.
Well, absolutely. Goff, and maybe put Burrow in that category in a sense as well.
Yeah, but, right.
And obviously you got the golden boy in Pittsburgh, too. He's not too fleet of foot
anymore.
Well, there you go. Before I say goodbye, Lou, give our audience your podcast and your links and your shows and the Kaplan Moves and all the other fun stuff you do, okay?
All right. Thank you. Yeah, we do. We're the Kaplan Moves Sports Network on YouTube. That's our main channel. We're right in the middle of doing previews for the upcoming football season. We have some fun with that, trying to get a little insight on what's going on in football this year. And then I've got a daily Tigers show called Tigers Daily on YouTube, where we give updates every day on the Tigers. Of course, they're right in the thick of it right now in a very pedestrian American league. So we've had really good success with that. The viewership's been great. The banner back and forth. And so we do that every day. Check that out. That drops at 11 o'clock every morning. Tigers Daily on YouTube, partnered up with Fan Arch Network. And all kinds of good stuff going on. Michigan Sports Radio, football season around the corner with high school. Yeah, it's go time, Jim. You know that.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be on the sideline for most of part of go time here. Hopefully, I'll be back early fall, God willing. But I'll be definitely watching everything up close and from afar, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it does. I know you'll be up there doing the old Toivola two-step on the sideline, getting ready for sure.
If you get video of that, Lou, make sure you send it, because somebody's copycatting me.
I'll definitely do that, all right, and I'll send it to your people. How's that?
Yeah, my people are still waiting, too, for a call, though. We're getting pretty anxious.
Well, all right, my people will be in charge of your people in the next day, or getting a hold of you in the next day or two. How's that?
I'm easy to reach, so if I don't answer, it's take me 3 minutes to get to the phone. I'll call you back.
Fair enough, my man, fair enough. It's always great talking to you, Jim.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a few weeks again. Thanks, Lou.
All right, you bet.
The good Captain Lou Gamelin joining us. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. We'll be back Tuesday, peeking aside the grapevine, same time. Thanks, Sam.